Innovation Reinvestment Act, or MOSIRA, has been ruled unconstitutional by a Cole County judge. As Marshall Griffin tells us from Jefferson City, the MOSIRA bill was passed during last year's special session, and its activation was contingent on the tax credit reform bill also passing.
Judge Daniel Green said in his ruling that lawmakers' failure to pass the wide-ranging tax credit bill rendered the MOSIRA law unconstitutional. The measure would have used revenues generated by a group of science and high-tech companies to create a pool to lure more such companies to Missouri and keep the ones already here from leaving. GOP Senator Luann Ridgway of Platte County is disappointed with the ruling.
I represent an area in the greater Kansas City area, and we would love to have MOSIRA to help us better compete with other neighboring states, including Kansas, that has Kansas Biotech.
Meanwhile, Senate President Pro Tem Rob Mayer says passing another MOSIRA bill this year depends on whether House and Senate leaders can agree on tax credit reform. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
An angry email that named four Missouri state senators and mentioned an Arizona congresswoman who was shot and wounded last year has been traced to an eastern Missouri resident. Senate President Pro Tem Rob Mayer says his office received the email around 4:15 a.m. on Tuesday. The sender complained high gasoline prices and made what Mayer called a threatening reference to former U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords. He says the email also insulted one Republican and three Democratic senators. Law enforcement officers investigated, and Mayer says an apologetic email arrived Tuesday afternoon saying no harm was intended. One of the senators named in the email mentioned it during a hearing on legislation to require video surveillance of public areas of the state capitol. Last month, someone placed orange gun target stickers outside some lawmakers' offices. A House committee heard a bill Tuesday allowing kids from unaccredited school districts to attend non-public schools. Crystal Cho has more from Jefferson City.
Republican Representative Scott Thiekow sponsors a bill proposing a $40 million passport scholarship program pulled out from general revenue. Thiekow told the committee to think of the money as an investment to give high-quality education to all kids in the state.
I think this provides another means. It opens another door to a different type of system. I think this is money going directly to students and families that are asking for it, that are pleading for it.
He says anyone who contributes to the program will receive a 60% credit. Opponents say it is unnecessary to use public money for private purposes. The committee chairman says the committee will vote on the bill later today. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Crystal Cho.
And finally, plans for a Tigertown tailgate zone to enliven football weekends as Missouri joins the SEC have some supporters of Columbia businesses crying foul. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that some downtown businesses opened Tuesday to find flyers taped on their windows and doors criticizing the proposed football fan zone. Tigertown boosters want the city to close some downtown streets, license food and beer vendors, and let fans carry open containers of alcohol near the University of Missouri campus on fall weekends. The campaign comes as Missouri prepares to join the football-mad Southeastern Conference this fall. The anonymous flyers were customized to include individual business names. The early morning earthquake that rattled much of southeast Missouri on Tuesday morning caused little damage. As Tina Eaton reports, the 4.0 magnitude quake was centered near East Prairie, Missouri.
East Prairie's City Administrator Lonnie Thurmond said only minor damages were sustained to houses and sidewalks. Missy Marshall was awakened at 3:58 a.m. by the earthquake in her Sykeston home. Marshall said the earthquake sounded like a train passing by and rattled doors and windows across town, but no damage was reported to police or city officials. Marshall said this quake, like recent ice storms and floods, is a reminder of the power of Mother Nature and the importance of preparedness.
We have ridden out several quakes. It just reminds us that we do need to be prepared, though. Should we have an earthquake that would affect infrastructure in our communities around here or even around us?
In case of emergency, the city of Sykeston has a system set up that sends email, text, and call alerts to registered citizens. States as far away as Georgia felt the rumble.
That was KRCU's Tina Eaton. Several Missouri state senators are raising concerns about a proposal to let employers refuse to provide health insurance coverage for birth control and certain medical procedures. The Senate set the bill aside after 2 hours of debate on Tuesday, but could return it later this week. Majority Republicans say employers should not have to pay for medical services they find morally objectionable, but some Democrats say the intent of the bill is to make it harder for women to get birth control. Tuesday's debate comes a few weeks after President Barack Obama's administration trying to get employers such as Catholic hospitals to cover contraception as part of their health insurance plans. The administration now says insurance companies will pay for contraception. The Missouri State High School Activities Association has begun conducting a survey to help the state track concussions among high school athletes. The organization plans to use data gathered to better protect students and reduce future injuries. The survey found that over 870 student-athletes suffered concussions last fall, and 75% of them were football players. Pat Forbes, member of the Sports Medicine Advisory Committee, says the survey is an important step in raising awareness of the dangers of high school sports. He says concussions affect people under 19 years old in a different way than for older athletes.
I think it's an important tool for us to see the true incidence of injury, to be able to affect care, and to make sure that once a student athlete has a concussion, that we pull them immediately from the events.
This summer, the Sports Medicine Advisory Committee will conduct another survey to conclude the 2011-2012 school year and gain more detailed information. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.